They say you're stronger together. I am so glad Nakia was here with me because, Stacy, you're killing me. Stay tuned, guys. Come check us out.
Tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, this is a very fitting song.
For this episode, absolutely.
Girls. Shout out to the Queen Bee, Beyonce.
Killed it at Coachella this weekend, past weekend. It's going to kill it again this weekend.
I can't wait.
So appropriate to play this because the episode really warranted this song.
Yes, a lot of girl power, a lot of teamwork. Who runs the world? Girls.
Don't forget that. Okay? Because Stacey hasn't forgotten it. Shonda hasn't forgotten
it.
I haven't forgotten it. And I know you haven't forgotten it.
Not at all. I'm
but
all in my feelings.
There are some certain people that have forgotten that.
Yes.
On this episode.
Ugh.
So, overall thoughts.
First of all, like I was telling you earlier, Stacey has always, like, she always has me in my feelings. And the show takes you through, like, this weird, like, roller coaster where you're good and then you're down. And then you're good and you're down. So, it was a very emotional coming off of last week episode, but really good.
Listen, I have to prepare myself for Thursday nights now. Like, I just have to prepare myself emotionally because it's exactly that. It's a roller coaster. I'm crying one minute. I'm mad another minute. I'm laughing another minute. I'm like, what's happening right now? And we talked about it earlier. Mm-hmm. Do you all in Shondaland go to some boot camp?
Seriously, like, I feel like Shonda has a boot camp with all the different showrunners and the different creators. Stacey's there, different writers are there, and she's like, I need for you guys to bring your A game. And boy, does Stacey, I mean.
Not just bring your A game, I need you to rip the viewer's heart out and then put it back together.
Step on it first.
We'll put it back on Grey's Anatomy, and then we'll throw it out again on Station 19, and then we'll send them to Washington and have, you know, Scandal just tramp all over it. I mean,
it's a lot. These women, man, they're pretty amazing. But I do think there's a Shonda boot camp somewhere.
There is. I want to be invited to it.
Same. We're raising our hands.
Just throwing it out there, Stacey, Shonda. So let's first talk about Piper and Finley. So I'm noticing a pattern with the show, which I love.
Yeah.
You get introduced to, you know, a day player, but they're integral to the entire episode. So we meet Piper and Finley, and they talk about being like alone and exposed because Finley has gotten a job offer to go to New York City, and Piper has a weird reaction that we don't know right away what it's about, but she's having a reaction to that.
What I love about the show, because like you said, we do have someone like a day player. So the beginning, they bring you in. But I just love the narration because the narration goes with everything that's happening.
Absolutely.
So like you said, they're talking about being exposed and then we notice the pothole. And it kind of draws you in and you're not exactly sure how it fits in with the firefighters. And then boom, like it hits you. But I thought it was a beautiful moment because I think we've all been there where you have someone in your life and you love them so much as a friend, but you develop these feelings and you don't. It's like one of those, you're in a hard place because you're like, do I tell them?
Or do I not tell them because I want to keep the friendship?
Exactly. Or do I let them go and live their best life and I don't want to keep them here and be selfish, but I love you.
Or is their best life with you?
Yeah. So that's hard. So poor Piper, like the expression on her face, her heart was ripped out. Like our hearts have been ripped out week by week.
The theme. I'm telling you.
Yeah. But I love how they brought it back. I just love the narration and how the pothole was exposed and how we're bought into that. I really do love
the
that.
The pothole and then alone and exposed, right? Yes. So that's how they started it. So it was really like powerful. Then we get into Andy and Maya. What I loved about seeing Andy and Maya together is they finally made up. So the last episode, they were like bickering and fighting. So it was nice to see like the two friends back together and talking about this test, the incinerator. So the incinerator is the captain's test, and it's supposed to test all aspects of being a captain. And what did you think?
I loved it. I love that he said the incinerator because I remember growing up in New York. I remember being really little, and in New York City, in some of the apartment buildings, we have incinerators. But when I was younger, I had no idea what it was or what it does. I just knew you threw your garbage down the incinerator. So when I heard that, I'm like, wow, that really is what the incinerator does because you throw your garbage down, and I believe it burns all the garbage.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it was cool. I mean, because I was telling you this earlier, I'm like, poor Andy. I just feel like she can never win because half of the world thinks that she's been handed this because of her dad. And then she really has to prove herself and go through things like the incinerator. But then the other half, they feel like she's doing way too much. So going into it, I was super nervous because I'm like, this poor girl's going to go and do this test. Something bad is probably going to happen because she wants to prove herself because everyone's giving her such a hard time. So she I was really nervous for her.
She really does have an uphill battle all the time. And part of it is work and part of it's personal. So we see that she is going to be carpool, or we hear that she's going to be carpooling to the test with Jack. She opens the door and it's Ryan. And Ryan just happens to be there to wish her luck, and because, you know, he loves her. Mm-hmm. And bring her the good luck charm that I guess they've passed back and forth since they were kids. How so cute. Like for the police exam and when she went to New York to get her dad and all of this stuff. So it was like a marble, maybe.
Yeah,
I thought it was like a blue marble or something. And I thought that that was really sweet. And as they were having their moment and they were hand in hand, Jack shows up and sees them holding hands, and that kind of sets him off, right? So they're in the truck, or they're in the vehicle that they're going to the test in, and he's basically like, you know, we should just be friends, we should be able to talk, all of this. He's like, no.
I'm good.
I'm good. Oh, are you jealous, Jack?
Jack, are you mad? But how awkward is that? Like, you just got friend-zoned by the woman that you wanted to propose to, but you guys were still hooking up, and now you guys are competing to be captain, and now you're friend-zoned, but here's her best friend, her ex, one of the loves of her life that you're kind of competing with, and he's slowly but surely making his way in. And he walks in on them like, I feel like they were holding hands.
They were holding hands.
That's awkward. Like, she just dumped you.
Days ago.
Days ago. So before your big test, you don't have to see the love of your life holding hands with her ex.
Right.
Love of
her and life. Don't forget that he proposed to her.
Oh.
So that's a lot going on,
right? It's a lot for Jack.
It's a lot for Jack, but it's also a lot for Andy.
It is. But first, can I just say, I want Andy's life. Like, I want men pining
girl
over me. Not the fire part, but I would love for Jack and Orion. You guys can fight over me all you want. Come on.
I have no words for that. Available.
Hello.
Available.
I'm available too.
Like, living her best life.
Yes.
And then we jump into that made me really laugh. Yes. We jump into Travis, and Travis is the de facto captain of the day. And he's like a bit of a mess. He's a little bit high strung. He's reading from the rule book, but it was cute because he got his uniform pressed like it was the first day of school for him. And then he's having a little bit of problems trying to give direction instead of like, do this, do that, as a captain would. Could you, would you, I was like, oh, Travis.
He'd be the captain that they would literally walk all over.
All
he's
the way over. All the way over.
He's the most, I was like, first of all, who's starching their collar?
Right.
But Montgomery is like one of the sweetest and the most caring, because you see how when he cares for like the elderly people and when he goes in there. So I'm like, he would be the captain that they would destroy.
Yeah. He's definitely, I feel like he's the glue that keeps them all together.
Yes.
He's like the heart of the station,
is.
You know? But I thought it was funny where Vic was like, so because you're captain today, maybe you want to ride in the truck
and
not in the aid car. Now, I took that two ways.
Yeah.
So I took it like she's trying to help him out.
Right.
But she also, well, three ways, because we know that she's scared of fire.
Yep.
But she also gets to be with Ben in the aid truck.
Listen, let me tell you about Ben and Victoria.
Before you go, I just want to say, viewers, and you guys can attest for this, you can look back to the first episode. Mm-hmm. I called this from day one.
You did. You did. I'm patting you on the shoulder because there's a lot of looks between Victoria and Ben, and it's like Victoria's trying to fight it. You know, Ben is married, and this will be very interesting the way the writers take it, because they have bonded over, they almost both lost their lives.
Twice.
Okay, she's now going through something traumatic. He has been there every step of the way to help her, and the looks that they're giving each other.
The looks, he's the one that actually made her finally come clean to the family and tell them, the family, I call them, firefighting family, Station 19. And she took it to heart, and she listened to him. And I just want to bring to your attention, guys, you remember last episode, how it ended with Ben and Miranda having a moment, and he lies to her.
Yes.
And then he sleeps with his back towards her. You got to pay attention to the details, girl, my friend.
You got all the signs, but this is very true.
Yes.
These writers are so sneaky. Yes.
Listen. So we get to the test. I'm just, you know, I love Miranda.
I love her.
And I love them together. Been better but I just that. Feel this coming. I just do.
It would be great writing if they do that.
It's going to come.
It's coming. They're bonding too much. I'm going to be sad, but oh it's God, great writing, right especially now. For this show, first season. That's awesome.
Okay. I'm gathering myself together. Okay, so to get to the test, and the fire chief, which I'm assuming is the main fire chief, Ripley is there. And he explains what this incinerator is going to be. So it's a group of four, and one leads through the controlled fire, right? And then you have to pass the test by time, speed, and then retrieve the dummy.
Oh, that's a lot.
Right?
That's a lot,
it's a lot. And then you have to focus, he says, on being a leader and not on winning. Mm-hmm. But if you're in a competition,
you're going to try to win.
Right, and there was probably about 30, 40 firefighters there. They're all lieutenants, and they're all going for one captain spot.
One. How crazy is that?
One captain spot at Station 19.
At their station. So, which means if they don't win, there's a stranger that's going to come in
right.
and turn everything upside right. down. And we can't have that.
And what we learned about this is that Station 19 not only has a great reputation, they're considered legends over there.
Wow.
So, under Captain Pruitt, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And Andy was part of that, right? She's helping her dad. Mm-hmm. So I kind of feel like, well, she kind of deserves it.
She does.
But she's a little green still, I feel.
She is. She is. And even Montgomery had to call her out on that last show. Like, you're still green. And I think that's something she has to work on. But like she told the other young lady, like, I've definitely been here running this with my dad. So she has the experience. She just didn't have the title.
Right.
You know, and I guess, I know they're giving her a hard time. It's nepotism. That's her dad. They don't just want to hold it, like, hand it over to her. But I'm like, this woman literally is showing you guys that she can do it. What's the problem?
Problems.
Do you think, okay, question. Do you think it'd be a problem if she was a guy? If she was Pruitt's son instead of
no,
daughter?
No, of course not. Because he's born leader. He's training his whole life under his father to take over.
Exactly.
I mean, come on. We'll talk about that more. But speaking of living your best life.
Yes.
Our fearless leader lives her best life.
Fearless leader does. So do you guys want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life? For those who do, we have a great podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos, our lady in chief. Podcast edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better aspects of all life, from health and wellness to career and relationships, finances, and more. And I know I need all of that. Let our Maria be the big sister you never had. Just go on iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria for free. If it's for free, it's for me. I don't know about you guys,
serious.
But it's for free. Be sure to rate and comment. And when you do, let Maria know that it was the Station 19 crew that sent you. Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition. Check it out.
Guys, check it out because it really, truly is.
It's great.
It's really great.
It's really, really great.
Very
man.
Inspirational.
And it talks about a lot of things, too.
For real. Yeah, for real. It's really good. Check it out.
Who runs the world?
Girls. Girls. All right. So we see, getting back to the incinerator test, we see them getting broken down to four groups. And of course, it's going to be Andy and Jack. And then we meet Dearborn and Edmonds. Is that right? Yeah. Yep. Some stations 12 and station 7. So the first to go is Edmonds.
Oh, man.
From station 7. Now, Edmonds is a little bit of a chauvinist, or a lot of bit of a chauvinist.
Yeah.
And he basically was like, you ladies, you're going to stay behind and, like, watch the door. And I was like, what?
Ew.
What?
Excuse me. I'm a lieutenant. Like,
I'm a lieutenant like you're a lieutenant. So what are you talking about? And then he said, well, I don't want to be sidelined by you young ladies or you ladies. So I'm just going to give you the ladies' job.
That's disgusting. Imagine he's your captain and you're a woman who's worked hard your whole life and your captain is telling you, it's all right, you guys just sit down, you're a girl. I don't think so. As women, the women are putting in just as much work as the men on those trucks.
They work just as hard to get to where you are. You guys are
exactly.
You guys are peers. You're not her boss. You're not their boss. You're a lieutenant. You guys are peers.
I'm a lieutenant.
Thank you.
Don't Thank come you. For me.
Make that gender neutral, because okay. lieutenant is lieutenant, period.
Thank you. So, I don't think he would make a great captain, especially for the women, because all the guys would have to do everything, and the women who worked so hard to get to where they are, they have to be sidelined by a chauvinistic guy.
Right, and I think that it would create problems within the firehouse, period.
Yeah.
But what I thought was funny was when Dearborn was like, okay, sugar bye, cupcake boo, see you soon.
I love that. She was hilarious. Yeah. Okay, hun.
Yeah. and then we flash forward to Ben and Vic, and he basically confronts her. You're hiding from fires. You need to do something about it because it's going to get worse if you don't do anything about it. Right? So what I love about Ben and Vic, and I know we touched on it just a bit ago, is that they definitely are developing a bond. I'll say it that way.
Yeah, I like that. A bond.
A bond that really is connecting them and allowing them to not only learn from each other, but also kind of grow from each other.
Yeah. Because there's a lot of things that Ben is telling her, and she's learning and growing. A lot of things that she has taught, you know, him. And Lynn, when you're working together like that all the time, you tend to bond with other people.
High stakes, high pressure situations.
You guys are showering there, doing your laundry, you're eating.
She threw in showering.
I'm just saying, like, you guys are there. So it's a lot of bonding time and a lot of alone time. So, and then you guys are speaking and you guys are teaching each other and bonding with each other. It's bound to happen.
And not just that, the hours, right? Yeah. Like so many long hours.
I forget they go home. I forget they have houses.
Yeah.
Because they live at the firehouse.
Yeah.
It's bound to happen. At first, when the show first started, I was like, all right, maybe they'll do Vic and Miller because Miller's young. He's single. He's hooking up with people. But it came in that it was how I think they're going to do it.
This one didn't believe it in the beginning.
I was like,
she's come full circle.
I was like, they wouldn't do that. I was like, it's going to be Miller and Vic. And sure enough, I'm like, oh, they're doing it.
Oh, they're doing
Stacey's it. Stacey's doing it. So
yes. So then we see Travis pull up to his first emergency as captain, acting captain. And we see Piper, who is stuck in like a pothole that we saw from the beginning of the show.
Yes.
And she's very like docile. She seemed kind of calm, though, for being in a pothole. Like, I would be like, why can't I get...
out.
Yeah, like, I can get my leg out. Get me out of here. Meanwhile, there's a truck barreling towards her, and Vic jumps in to save her, just as the truck swerves away.
I'm like, Victoria, are you crazy?
Victoria, are you crazy?
Girl. I'm like, Victoria is willing to kill herself. That way she doesn't have to ever see a fire ever again.
Right. That's extreme. That's how you know she needed help.
Yeah.
And then what I thought was beautiful about that moment was how Piper was explaining to Vic and Maya how she's in love.
It was beautiful.
With her best friend and doesn't have, like, the guts to tell her. And I just was like, aww.
That is tough, though, too, especially when you have such a good friend. Because you're like, do I tell them and we can spend the rest of our lives together? Or do I not and I save this friendship? So I thought it was very beautiful that as Piper's poor leg is in the pothole.
Right.
She's like,
they share their first kiss.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. That was so romantic.
It was.
So romantic.
She's like, from this day forward, let's just tell each other everything. I was like, oh, see.
Who runs the world? Girls. They even do that better. I'm just saying that.
Communicate.
Just saying. Communication is key.
Key. And you know what I thought was really beautiful, too, was that they built a strong friendship first. And they say that the best relationships are built on friendship. So
this is very true.
You know, they're going to be just fine. So next up, we go back to the incinerator. And it's Dearborn up. And that's the girl from Station 12. And she takes a divide and conquer, high risk, runs straight through the fire, kind of like shortcut version to get her numbers up there. But she doesn't give a crap about anyone else.
Putting everyone else's lives in danger just so you can win. Mm-hmm. But when you're really captain, you can't do that. And that's why I love Andy's like, this is why we put the fire out before we go over it. Because God forbid she dies, these people die, you all to win a prize that you may not even get because you're competing with like 40 other people.
Yeah.
So she's also another person who couldn't be captain. And I don't want to say that they're bad people or they're bad captains, but in those moments, it's like it got to their head because they wanted to beat everyone. But they weren't thinking about the bigger picture, kind of like I thought Andy was doing.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with that 100%. I think that she was thinking of winning, not thinking of leading.
Kill your whole team. I'm good. I don't want to be on Dearborn's team.
For real. And then Jack's up next.
Jack.
So Jack goes through and he leads the team through the area two times. He doesn't see a fire, nor does he see the dummy that they're supposed to rescue. Right? And so if you don't rescue this dummy, then you're automatically disqualified. So he doesn't know what to do. He's like, can I get a sidebar?
I'd love it.
With Andy, right? And it's like, what do you think I should do? And she's like, it's your test. It's your time. Yeah. It's your call, right? So he leaves. He says, we're done. We toured this thing. We swept it twice. There's nothing here. And turns out he's the first candidate in 5 years to crack that variation of the test.
Wow.
With an amazing time.
Is that dope? And that's how you know he's such an amazing leader. Because even when he's like, guys, let's do this again, they kind of, except for Andy, but they question him. Like, why? We already did it once. He's like, no, we have to do it by the book. We have to do it twice. We have to get that dummy. And then when they realize there was no one there, Andy's like, we just leave. So I was super proud of Jack. I'm like, that's what's up, Jack. You got this. Like, way to come through and way to pull it through.
This is the way to be a leader, though, right? You're decisive, and then you're what's the word I'm looking for? Not effective, but like thorough.
Yeah.
And then you still get other people's input.
Which I loved. That's a great, he's a great captain, a great team leader. But they look where they come from. They come from greatness. One of the most legendary, best firehouses in Seattle. So.
That's it. And then Andy's up.
Andy.
So it doesn't go well, basically. No. It just doesn't go well. One of the firefighters gets hurt. And is literally knocked out, and they call a mayday. So mayday, meaning like, let's wrap this up, we're done. But she decides that she's gonna still go in and find the dummy.
Right.
Because she's saying, well, I wouldn't leave a real person behind, so why would I leave this dummy behind? That's her logic. But when she gets out, the fire chief, Frankel, basically rips her a new one. So tells her she's selfish, that she... Because we also know that Frankel doesn't like her from the beginning, right? So it tells her that, you know, she did the wrong thing. When you call a mayday, you get out there. And that's it. What were your thoughts on that?
It was heartbreaking because it sucks because Frankel is so hard on her. And she overheard what Frankel said to Jack about her getting roles because of her daddy. So Andy has a lot to prove. And I totally understood what she was saying. Like, as a captain, I'm not going to leave that person in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, let's get him out, but let me at least finish my task. And it's like, so you got to commend her. And I get it, because as chiefs, they have to be hard on her.
Yeah.
Because they're like, we can't have you hurt as well. But it's just the way you do it. It's not what you say, it's how you do it. So the way Ripley did it was the perfect way to go. It's a teaching moment. And I thought he did it perfectly. And Frankel has this, like, bias against her. Like, she hates her. And I just feel like as another woman, you see this young woman, you already know she has it hard because of her dad.
Yeah.
You got to give her some slack. So I thought Ripley was an amazing leader. And he's like, I get why you did it, but I don't like it. And here's why.
I don't agree with it. And here's why.
Yeah.
Yeah. What I also liked about Ripley is how he put Frankel in place a little bit. Like, you know what? I get what you're doing. But first of all, your job is to evaluate everyone unbiased.
Yes.
Unbiased. Yes. And then you don't reprimand them in front of all these other people.
Come on, man. I was like, Ripley for president. That's why he's at the top of command.
That's why he's at the top.
Because he is a great leader, and he's absolutely right. You don't do that. You're supposed to be unbiased. If you hate me or not, do your job.
Do your job. Like, that is a word for someone.
Do your job. And I thought it was, I felt bad for her, but I think she did such an amazing job. But Andy's hard on herself as well.
She is.
So no matter what she does, I felt so bad for her. And I love that Jack had her back, as always.
She's the only one out of the four that actually made it a team.
Yes.
Effort. Let's line up together. Let's hold on to each other. Call out to each other. We can do this together.
As a team. And even when the first guy got hurt, she's like, all right, you guys take him. I'm going to, like, total teamwork. Mm-hmm. She's the only one who paid attention to the rules, and that's why I thought it sucked that.
Yeah, it went so bad. Yeah, agree with you.
We're Team Andy over here.
We are Team Andy, even though she's a hot mess
personally. She is a hot mess.
We respect you, girl. And then, so we get back to the firehouse, and everyone's kind of decompressing and having dinner. And Vic finally admits that she's scared of fire. She has a problem, she says. And she's been trying to work through it by herself, but she doesn't think that she's going to be able to do it alone.
Right. I was proud of her because I didn't think... First, I didn't think she was going to talk about it, but I knew that it was killing her up on the inside. So I'm happy that... And of course, she had her friend. Quote, yeah. Those who can't see us and listen to us, I'm doing air quotes, her friend Ben, to kind of give her the guidance and let her know that it was okay to open up. So I love that, and I love their reaction.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I think that the show is just, like, reeling us in.
It is.
It really is. Do we have some time to do some fire facts and news and gossip real quick?
I think we do.
Can we do fire facts first? So I'm learning so much about fire through these fire facts every week. And I just didn't know a lot about fire. You know what would be great? To have like a EMT or a firefighter call in or come in on our show.
We should work on that.
We're going
to
work on that.
This show is definitely opening my eyes to a lot of things that I didn't know.
A lot. So with fire facts, the first thing I wanted to talk to you about and talk to our viewers about is John Walker. So John Walker used a stick to stir a pot containing antimony sulfide, potassium, chlorate, and sulfur. For some reason, he was mixing this up. I don't know why, but he was. Some of the mixture stuck to the end of the stick. When he went to scrape it off, the lump caught on fire, which led to the birth of match stick.
What? Are you serious? I did not know that. Right? This is a genuine reaction.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so super cool.
I thought, oh my God. So that's how matches came to light.
Oh, that's awesome.
Second fire fact, cotton, like pure cotton, will catch on fire if super glue is applied to it.
What? These are things that I'm happy I didn't know this as a child. Because I'm happy I'm now a functional adult and I probably won't try this at home.
And my last fire fact, I'm going to give you guys a riddle, and we're going to solve it next week. So the riddle is, there's a fire that never stops burning and has been burning forever. What is it, and where is it?
It's been burning forever. I think I know it, but we'll wait till next week.
Comment, let us know below. And we do have some news and gossip real quick.
Ooh, yeah, let's get into
news and gossip next. I pulled some great photos.
News and gossip.
So I pulled some really great things off of social media.
Nice.
The first one is Andy, Maya, and Randy, all smiles in the truck.
Let's see the girls. They look adorable in their uniforms.
They really do.
It makes me want to be a firefighter. So I think we should just visit a firehouse, and not because there's hot firefighters there, but I would like a tour, and I would love to see the truck and everything like that, and the aid car. Oh, look at them.
Oh, so that was the one where it's about secrets. So I feel like something's coming up because Andy's like, shh, right?
Yeah.
And then looking like, ooh, you just caught us in the middle of something. So something's coming up, definitely. There's always something on Station 19, but I think in the next episode or so, something big is coming up. For the next one, we have the group huddle.
Nice.
And that's the one that we saw where it was is this a fake inspirational huddle?
Yes. He's hilarious. Like, guys, just nod your head and pretend that we're saying something.
Right.
Very cool.
And then up next we have, I thought, the bromance. Isn't that cute? Like doing Twister almost?
That's
the bromance?
Adorable. First of all, Jack looks amazing in a fire suit.
They all look amazing.
They're all hotties. Hot. No pun intended, but they're all hot.
But they definitely have a little bromance going on there.
Yeah, that's cute.
And then we had one more, which was Oak on stage with Lin-Manuel. Because, you know, he comes from the theater background.
That's right.
And his nickname is Oak. And, hey, Dean, I think your pants look hot. Just joking.
That's adorable.
Isn't it?
They're cute. I love this show.
I know. They're really active on social media.
Yeah.
And they really engage their fans a lot, which I love because, you know, we're super fans.
Yes.
One cute last thing. Let's move on to predictions.
Predictions.
Station 19 predictions.
And there's now, just so much.
You're after Buzz TV. Predictions.
All right. You go first.
Then. Let's see. Okay. So I don't want to upset any fans, but I'm predicting that there will be a Vic and a Ben closer bond happening. I see them getting closer. I see Ben kind of being her rock, kind of because she is going through a tough time. And they are bonding, and I will be very upset, but it makes great TV. I also do see Andy being in a weird predicament between her, Ryan, and Jack, like Three's Company. And it's going to be one of those things that you have to choose one or even your career. And I'm interested to see who's going to get the captain position at Station 19. But it looks like Ripley will kind of come in and save the day, I think, for Andy. Because I think Finley's going to try not to give it to her, but it's going to definitely be between Andy and Jack.
That's a good prediction. Okay, so I think that I agree with a lot of that. I think that Andy is going to be stuck in this love triangle still with Jack, yeah, even though she broke up with him, and Ryan. But what I think is going to be the twist is Maya. I think Maya and Ryan with her brother are going to continue to get closer. And as Andy starts to like open up more to Ryan, she's going to realize that Ryan and Maya are a thing, and it's going to be a big hot mess.
That's a good one, because I'm feeling that too.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, that's good.
I think that Chief Pruitt is going to be really, really sick. Yeah. And I said this last week, and I'm continuing to say it this week. I don't know if he's really even going to make it to the end of the season.
I don't think so.
And I think that that trauma is going to affect Andy's chances of becoming captain.
Damn.
And then I, too, agree with you with Vic and Ben. I think Vic and Ben are going to have an affair. I'm just going to say it. And the affair is not only going to cause problems for Ben being a newbie in the firehouse. It's going to cause problems in his relationship at home, obviously. Ugh. And it's going to be just a really bad mess.
Which makes good TV. Thank you, Stacey, for getting us all in our emotions. We appreciate it.
I'm about to cry. Guys, what did you think? Do you guys have any predictions? We love to hear from you. So please continue the conversation with us. I'm Linda Entwee. You can find me at Linda Segurley all across social media. And I'm more than happy to talk Station 19 all day, every day.
And I'm Nakia Monet. You can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom. And I'll be on social media looking at all the cute firefighters.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And guys, don't forget to like and subscribe. It really helps us out here. So like and subscribe if you like and subscribe. Bye, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Girls run the world.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.